This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Addressing an election rally at Gogamukh in Assam, the Prime Minister said the BJP has consistently focused on infrastructure, education and healthcare to achieve inclusive development.
Assam ne seva aur sushasan ka naya daur dekha hai. Assam ka ye chunav विकसित असम से विकसित भारत बनाने का चुनाव है. इस बार बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार की हैट्रिक लगनी तय है.
Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years of the NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress. He added that the double engine government has helped bring lasting peace to the state, with many youths moving away from violence towards a more secure future. The Prime Minister said Assam is globally known for its tea and noted that with the upcoming semiconductor plant in Morigaon, the state will soon gain recognition for semiconductor chips. The Lok Sabha has passed the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026. It amends the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Act 2014. It accords statutory status to Amravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the 58 murals in the Samvidhan Sadan are more than just works of art. They are the visual representation of India's civilizational journey. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while releasing the book Tides of Time, authored by Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy in New Delhi. He added that India's ancient texts clearly testify that the concept of democracy is not new to the country. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai had introduced the bill last week, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A, General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Both Houses of Parliament have given their nod to the statutory resolution to impose a special additional excise duty of 50 rupees per litre on aviation turbine fuel. Mr. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the resolution under Section 3B of the Central Excise Act 1944 to amend the 8th schedule of the Finance Act 2002. The move is in response to the rising global crude oil prices and increased operational costs in the aviation sector. This measure has been designed to balance rising global fuel costs against the need to avoid a massive spike in domestic airfares. With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules change have come into force. Over 6-decade-old Income Tax Act has been replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. It is designed to simplify the tax system by removing outdated provisions, streamlining the complex rules and making compliance more straightforward for taxpayers. Oil marketing companies have increased the price of commercial LPG gas cylinder by 195.50 rupees across metropolitan cities amid the conflict in West Asia. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited website, retail price of commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 2,078.50 rupees. Similarly, commercial LPG prices have been increased to 2,208 rupees in Kolkata, 2,031 rupees in Mumbai, and 2,246.50 rupees in Chennai. Meanwhile, the price of domestic LPG cylinders has remained unchanged in the country. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a bullish note during the last hour of the trade today, driven by hopes of de-escalation in West Asia. The Sensex surged 1,136 points to 73,083, while the Nifty climbed 327 points to 22,658 when reports last came in. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.